Invitation to self-education. When learning for real, there is no such thing as failure. There is no punishment, no memorization, or even useless noise. There's only an impossible to resist adventure, and most of these adventures are just tiny branches on a much larger tree of personal knowledge. As I write this, a dozen schools failed to teach math, and math is being taken down as a requirement anyway. Schools have long ago betrayed their students by forcing them to pretend to learn under the threat of punishment. Above all, the necessary repairs must start at ending poverty. Poverty, stress, threat, and punishment simply prevent education. Today, however, nobody is wise enough to even begin thinking about building universal income programs. Politicians simply don't understand anything, and those who do probably hate the idea. And that is on top of all of them being mutually deadlocked with lies, manipulations, and probably corruption. It should not come as a surprise that ineffective education creates ineffective politicians and ineffective politics. Kurt Vonnegut nailed this when he said, "True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country." But no matter how bad things will get, or even if they improve, profound, real, and effective self-education will always be the best and most trustworthy. The word self in self-education stands for self-directed, self-paced, and self-respect. It symbolizes a profound and relevant education, an education that personally matters to the student. The world is yet to understand that self-education encompasses far more than the few subjects of a standardized education. One's own authentic pursuit of knowledge crisscrosses countless times all the subjects and more. Self-education can sometimes mean reinventing mathematics or some part of it, and it certainly means encountering it from multiple relevant perspectives and multiple independent and precious pursuits. For whatever it is worth, the first time I independently arrived at mathematics was in a game arcade when I was running away from bullies. This was in the age of beautiful handmade pixel art, and I just wanted to build animations and games. And it is a dream that is shared by many today. In standardized education, game design comes up in college, and students are forced to gag with mathematics ahead of time. It is an incredible arrogance, ignorance, and cruelty to do that to the best of our generations, the students. That kind of education, along with its horrid subject divisions, ensures that no pursuit will ever have a meaning, and it is, in fact, the greatest betrayal. Perhaps, as far as foreseeable future is concerned, self-education is the best and most reliable we will have. Not so far from where those schools have failed sits the site of where Henry Thoreau's cabin used to be. The man who went to the woods to see what the Spartan life could teach, so that not until it came to die did he realize that he did not live. And the northern terminus of the Appalachian Trail sits atop the nearby Mount Katahdin. To provide the new adventurer with all the narrated books written by clear thinkers that change lives, all it takes is a public library card and a phone. There may never be a more beautiful invitation towards growing all the way up and becoming a great being.